G'day everyone. It's Ian. It's warm. It's not too hot. Last weekend was very hot. But we had a nice cool change come through on Tuesday. So it's been very pleasant the last couple of days. As a matter of fact, Sunday night was the hottest night we've had here in Brisbane for, half a dozen years. Yeah, it was stifling. 28 degrees, felt like 34, and 80, 90% humidity. Yuck. It's horrible. Got up four times during the night and had a rinsing cold shower, and then just went straight back to bed with the fan blowing on my wet body. Didn't even dry off at all. It was just so hot. Four times I had to do it, and just because it kept flashing off in the breeze from the fan. Very, very uncomfortable. Anyway, I just thought I'd check in. Just going for a little stroll, messing around with my Rode Record app and my XY microphones from Rode. Just learnt something interesting too. The last audio boo I put up was pretty wonky, actually. The information on it was okay, so I left it, but the quality was crap. I apologise for that. What happened was I plugged in my XY mic, my Rode, and I just used the Audioboo app. And it seems the Audioboo app doesn't connect through to that mic. I should have thought of that. It uses the built-in mic, and then when I put this mic on it, it sits over the top of the built-in mic. Not good at all. So learned something new there. And in just that mere moment that you didn't even realise, I just put the foam sock over the top of the microphone because I know, so I was putting a few plosives, a bit of wind noise onto it. Incredibly sensitive, these microphones, aren't they? You've got to watch out for even the slightest whisper of breeze. So work is work. We're building a facade that's going around the entrance to one of the tunnels at the moment, so I'm folding up and adding components to all these ACM. What does ACM stand for? Aluminium clad material, maybe? Yeah, it's aluminium sandwiched plastic. It's used a lot in buildings these days. It's a good product. I quite like using it. Very, very functional, but it's fairly tedious, mind-numbing work, which has been pretty good because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. Podcasting's very much coming of age, isn't it? A lot of high-quality stuff being produced. Unfortunately, a great deal of it is still being produced by organisations like NPR in the US and the BBC in the UK and Radio National here in Australia, but at least it's encouraging those organisations to produce real audio explorations, journeys, new types of audio pieces that I don't think they did a lot of in the past. Maybe if they did back in the day and put it up on the radio, you had one shot to listen to it, but now with podcasts you get multiple opportunities, so it's probably introducing a lot of people to some pretty amazing audio that you just wouldn't get a chance to listen to normally. One little show I've used to enjoy catching very, very rarely was Occam's Razor, which is a little science broadcast on Radio National here in Australia. Rarely catch it because it was Saturday afternoons about 1 o'clock. But now, because we've got podcasting, I just subscribe to the feed and I never miss an episode. But there's also lots of other really high quality stuff. And there are a few independent producers who are producing some pretty good content. And I see them slowly coming of age. There've been a couple of rather large crowdfunding exercises recently that have managed to get a lump of money to get themselves underway. Hey, talking about that, did you happen to see today? What is today? It's Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday the 18th, 19th, 20th, something like that. Must be about 20th. The Oatmeal, if you know it, the online comic, did a little crowdfunding exercise to manufacture a set of playing cards, a game. Yeah, big deal. And they put it up early this morning. I noticed it was in my feed when I first got up this morning at 4:30, an hour or so before. I don't know how much they're asking for. I didn't even bother going to have a look at it because I'm not that interested. But they had it funded in 8 minutes. They managed to score $1 million in something like 16 hours. It's just gone off the rails. It just exploded. And it's probably going to be the biggest crowdfunding exercise for any product ever, in the sense of how fast it happened. I subscribed to the new Iron Sky 2 movie, and they flogged themselves to generate $500,000 for a movie, an hour and a half long production. And this is just a pack of cards, and $1 million in a dozen or so hours. Staggering. I'm a little bit bored. I'm a little bit, doing life by numbers, I suppose. One of the advantages of doing the work that I'm doing at the moment is it's giving me a lot of time to, like I said, listen to podcasts, but also to mull over what I'm doing this year. And maybe it's because it's the start of the new year, I'm feeling a little bit inspired. And we'll see how things pan out. But I want a few things to change. One of the questions about that is how much we actually have the ability to impact our lives. And I'm sneaking up on having a bit of a rave about that, because I'm operating on only a 10-minute count these days. So I probably won't go into it now. I'm already nearly 8 minutes into this, so I might just leave it at that for the moment and come back another time. I'm not quite sure how to frame it yet. So it's relevant to the discussion that Pilgrim Chris created recently about purpose. And I'd like to take it a little bit further. Anyway, just thought I'd drop in as I walk along the Brisbane River on this very, very pleasant evening. Yeah, it's just nice to get out in this warm air and go for a little stroll. Hope you're well. Catch you later. Bye-bye for now.